Okay. You guys want to sit at the table or something?
Yeah, if you don't mind, come on up.
Just sit at the table. That way it's...
We have a small conference room, but it's being used otherwise for a while, so...
Just come up here, Frank. That way you're near a microphone.
I'm sure you're going to talk.
No offense.
You're rubbing the world, Frank.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, just I guess I'll tell you a little bit about what I am and what we do. And I, my wife and kids and I spend years down here with a couple of the former Cardinal baseball players every summer on those Forever Resorts houseboats. In 2004, I said, you know, this is crazy to spend $3,000 to $5,000 in 7 to 10 days, and when you could just own a place. So we bought a little condo over in Kimberline City off of Joe Bald Road in 04, July 4th weekend of 04. We sold that in July 4th weekend of 06 and Jay Krause built us a new townhouse, of which I brought Mike Matheny and a bunch of the Cardinal ball players down with me, Isringhausen and John Mabry and all those guys out of St. Louis. And in 06, I thought, you know what? I was looking around and I thought there's a lot of opportunity down here. And so I asked my wife, I said, what's the chances of being able to, you let me start a tree business down here? And she said, well, if whatever turns you on, because it ain't going to make a whole lot of difference what I say anyway. So, you know, we started the tree business, and we're very big into the land clearing with these big commercial grinders, horizontal grinders, 1,100 horse cat engines, tub grinders, the whole nine yards. And we got in with the city in, I want to say it was 07, September of 07, we started their green waste recycling program for the city. The way I think that we could help the county, we did some grinding for Rockaway Beach for free in that last flood there last year. When they had all that stuff that washed up, we went over there and ground that stuff up for them. But I just think that there is so much opportunity in the county, number one, not only to clean up air quality, but to keep the stuff out of the lake, out of the storm sewers. That's where it ends up.
Right.
And one of your inspectors, I can't give you a name. I can tell you what job it's on. Just in the last week or two, they did a soil sample on some sewer work that the county's paying for. And went back to the contractor and told him that the dirt was sterile and that they had to do something different with the dirt. And he said, well, what do you suggest? And he said, well, any dirt you get in southwest Missouri is going to be sterile. He said, the only dirt that I know is any different is Hanson's got some over there. Well, we don't have any dirt. We got the compost.
Right.
So we mix it 60-40, 50-50, and it'll make anything grow. And... But it's just a whole nutshell of getting to the to you guys deciding, hey, you know, like Chuck was saying, maybe we can't stop it and have this, you know, just drop the hammer on everybody in the county. But if you get people to understand, like with the transfer station, we have the Jernigan Quarry there at Hollister permitted now, which we need to get Frank that permit, and to take green waste through DNR. What we do with the green waste is we charge a small tipping fee, then we grind it up and take the material and either go back into mulch with it or to compost or something that can be used instead of landfilling it and burning it and storm sewers and lakes and where it doesn't need to be. And so we just wanted to take a minute today to try to come over and try to mingle with you guys and visit with you guys and answer questions, and because I fly in and out of here a lot. And it's amazing to me that with the age of people that we have coming into the city of Branson and the volumes of people, that you guys don't have more people screaming already.
Mm-hmm.
Because the air quality is horrible.
Right.
And every time I come in here, there's fires going somewhere. A lot of the large contractors, Larry Snyder, Tom Boyce, are all leaning our way toward now trying to grind this stuff instead of burning it. I'll just tell you all something that'll blow your mind. I don't want to get into politics thing because we don't have enough time, but and I wouldn't be interested. But the new airport over there at West Branson, the Emerson Field, they asked us to bid that when they cleared that, moved all the dirt. Now, this is our tax dollars at work for you. Hanson, we'd love to have you bid it. We want you to grind it, but you're $100,000 higher than we can burn it. Okay? So what do you want me to do? Well, we need you to drop your price. I'm not dropping my price. We'll burn it. They burn it. You know what they're doing now? They're calling us wanting to pay us $150,000 now to buy mulch and compost to put on the slopes because they're losing everything. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? They could have ground it, left it on site, used their own product, but that was too much like common sense. Now, they burn it all up. Now our tax dollars are going to be wasted, so they can pay me again to bring in material from someplace else because they can't stop the erosion. They can't get nothing to grow on the clay soils. So they got to amend the soils with compost and then mulch it to get ground veg to grow to keep it from eroding. So it's the same thing with the county. We can work with Frank, get some of that stuff. The city of Branson, I've already discussed it with them, and WCA, Waste Corp, they're going to do a fall cleanup in the city of Branson. They're going to place 30-yard trash containers. Instead of having people burn their leaves,
right,
they're going to put trash roll-off containers, the big roll-off boxes with the till frames. They're going to put them in city parks several weekends this fall and tell people instead of burning them, instead of dumping them in the lake, instead of putting them in the storm sewers, let's put them over here at the park. We'll have containers there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll pick them up on Tuesday and allow the residents to take that stuff and get it recycled instead of burning and dumping it. So, I mean, it is catching on, Chuck, as we talked about. We do have that city green waste over there for Falls Creek. But as I've been talking with the city over there, and you guys will understand, they got us back behind that sewer treatment plant. And people think we're dumping biosolids in the compost, and they don't want to come up there to smell it. So the city's looking for another area to move it. They like what's happened. They like the participation. They like the savings of tax dollars. And, you know, just like the city of Nixa, we went to the city of Nixa 2 years ago. Again, our tax dollars at work. They take their crews out with a backhoe and in a small dump truck. They would bring the material back to their public works department. They would dump it out again on the concrete. They had roll-off containers sitting there from WCA and Allied. When the concrete bin got full, they'd take a backhoe and they'd pick up everything that they had hauled in and they'd put it in the roll-off containers. And then they'd pay the roll-off company to haul it across town and dump it at their solid waste at their sewer treatment plant. And they would use the wood pulp with their biosolids to make compost. So I went in there and I said, hey guys, is this a smart way to do things with our taxpayers' dollars? Well, yeah, is it? Whatever happened to just loading it on the truck? Oh, I missed a step. They would chip it at the public works and then load it into the roll-off boxes and take it over. I said, what happened to just handling it one time? Picking it up at the curb and taking it over to the greenways. Well, we can't handle it. Well, you can't handle it, but we can. And by the time you're paying all your fees and hauling and backhoe operator and fuel cost and machinery cost, we could save you a fortune. Well, this is the third year in a row now that the city of Nixa just turns it all over to us and they don't mess with it at all. So it's just getting in and educating people, giving you guys in another ice damage situation, instead of everybody lighting up everything in the county, giving you guys an opportunity to take stuff, to set up sites on asphalt parking lots in farmers' fields, which are more difficult because it's hard to get in there and get the material back to the machine. We have a track machine that's on tracks, but the machine weighs 105,000 pounds. It'll go through the mud, but it's going to leave you a nice rut to deal with when it does. But, you know, in a situation like we've had the last couple of years with the ice damage, if you have an empty parking lot or something that you could even use for a couple of weeks and tell the residents, bring all your brush up here. You know, the county's got a budget for emergency storm response here. You know, we're going to dump it over here, and Hanson's going to come in and grind it up instead of burning it and burning up the polluting the air and having bad air quality, throwing the stuff in the lake, throwing it in ditches. We'll just grind it up and recycle it. So the whole purpose of the meeting was just to try to get to you guys, answer any questions you might have, tell you what we can do with the stuff. Like I said, we pretty much supply the whole city of Branson now with wood, with mulch.
What is the financial arrangements with Branson? Can you explain? I mean, obviously there's some fees and expenses involved.
Right. It's very minute, Jim. Okay. I want to say it's $5 to $8 for a pickup truck.
To dump.
Yeah, right.
And then to pick up to,
we sell mulch and stuff out of that facility.
Okay, I was going to say, because I came from Northwest Arkansas. Right. We were big into recycling, we did curbside recycling for the neighborhood. We did we had a tree area, we had a leaf area, and then what you did is it was nominal to dump, or actually they picked it up at the curb, that was part of the trash service, right. But then you could buy the mulch and buy the compost that, twice a year.
And a discounted rate if you're a city resident.
Absolutely. Proof of residency.
Same thing.
Okay.
And we're actually talking to the city. We've encouraged the city to get with Allied and Waste Corp to look at a green waste curbside pickup once a week. And they're ecstatic about it. Whether they can afford it, how they can work it in is the question.
Right.
One other product we're recycling is roofing shingles. We're taking the asphalt shingles, and they're going to be ground into and the ingredient to put in asphalt. And that's one of the things I was talking to Frank about, putting some roll-off containers to transfer, one for brush, one for asphalt shingles, maybe one for drywall, because we're recycling drywall.
How much in the Fall Creek location, I mean, it is what it is. It's not very convenient.
It's true.
I mean, the roads are not conducive to, how big a facility do you need?
Naturally, 3 to 5 acres is ideal.
For the composting, mulching, and all
right,
that.
Right, but it doesn't have to be, it's got to be flat, relatively flat.
Right.
If the county had something and said, hey, we got a deal working in the state of Illinois right now with a huge city over there, 35,000 residents, and they're spending $600,000 a year on doing it, and we gave them a bid for $450,000. Well, they're looking at immediately saving $150,000 and being out of it.
Right.
And they have a facility, and they're saying, well, we're just going to lease it to you for $100 a year, and you go in and take it over, and we're done with it. And like George was saying, 1 ton of roofing shingles produces 1 barrel of crude when it's melted back down in the batch plant.
It's interesting you say that. You're the third company to bring up asphalt shingles in the last 2 weeks. To us about doing the same thing.
Oh, really?
And obviously we've got some questions. We've asked our purchasing person to talk to that one company to say, what are you, are you wanting us to sort? Who sorts and all that? And so they're asking more questions. But I'm interested in the green recycling. I'm just trying to figure out how it's to do it with the space.
Well, one of the opportunities right now we talked about is putting some container transfer just as a trial to see if people. There, you charge them whatever you're going to charge them. They'll have a fee for you plus the haul. Then we'll take it down to Hollister and process it there.
Is that where you have a big space in Hollister then?
We have a big space. Inside of the Jernigan Quarry there.
Okay, that's where your guys is set up then.
We got 4 to sites actually.
Okay.
But that one is, you're on a rock floor.
Right.
There's no stormwater runoff. It's contained.
Right.
Now, when you're doing green waste and compost and shingles, DNR doesn't worry about it anyway.
Right.
You get into food waste and stuff and garbage, then
you're
worried about it.
Sure.
So, food waste is something we'll probably head to in the next couple of years, but there are a lot of food waste in the city of Branson.
Right.
And just to blow your mind on something, long story short, I have an article in my office in St. Louis. I'm going to talk round numbers. In Napa Valley, there's a grape vineyard in California that generally produced 100 bushels of grapes per year. They did an experiment, and they went in there, and they said, Jim, we don't want you to use any synthetic fertilizers for 2 years. We want to sterilize the soil. Anything you lose in production, we'll pay you the difference. So he may have got 70 bushels and they paid him the 30-bushel difference. After 2 years, they went in there with vegetable compost, which means all the rotten carrots and cucumbers and pineapples and tomatoes from all the grocery stores. They have separate front loader containers with the forks that goes nothing but produce. And then they mixed it with grass and green waste.
Right.
They grind it up and they composted. They went in and they composted the vineyard. The first year they produced 400 bushels. four times more than they had ever got with synthetic fertilizer.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, I tell people this, well, Jeff, where's this technology been? Well, you know, in my opinion, it's man trying to outthink God. When the plants draw the nutrients from the ground and you put it back into the ground, what's going to happen?
Right.
I have some pictures from a gentleman here in Branson that's got his own business, and he came over this spring and he got some compost for his garden. And he said, you guys ever pick cucumbers on the roof? And I said, JD told him, he said, no, I can't say I have. And he says, well, he said, your stuff will make your cucumbers grow up on the roof. And he said, you're kidding me. Well, this gentleman's probably 75 years old, came back 2 days later, and had pictures of his wife with the ladder up on the roof of their ranch home, planted in the front of the house, all the way up the wall, underneath the soffits, over the gutters, up on the shingles. She's up there pulling cucumbers off. And but it's just crazy what the stuff will do.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, we're in negotiations with Dixie Stampede and Sight and Sound to start taking all the animal waste, which is great for
Accelerator.
Oh, so that's going to be done here, I would say, in the next week.
Yeah, one of them starts September 1st.
So
when you grind it fine enough, you're going to know what animal waste is.
Right.
And if it's done properly, you'll never smell it.
Right.
So it just completely eats it up. So, like I said, the guy that taught me the business is a genius. He works with the NFL. He's out of South Carolina. He does a lot of work in England on a lot of golf courses. Does a lot of golf courses in the United States. Johnny Morris is a huge believer in our company. Didn't know Johnny from Adam when we came down here. Went to bid some work at Big Cedar. He said, I have a guy that's been working here for years at $1,500 a day. He said, I can't pay you 70% more. And I said, well, that if I get twice as much done in a day than he does, then I'm 30% less. And I said, hey, here's my thing. I'm from Missouri. I want you to show me. I'll show you.
Right.
I'll work a day. You let him work a day. The best company wins. That was three and a half years ago. And
So your suggestion or what you're asking is see what the demand is. Put a couple of containers out at the transfer station.
Sure.
One for branches and one for grass and leaves.
Absolutely.
Is that how you would sort it, probably?
Yep. And then like George said, go to the shingles. I don't know how much you guys are getting down here in the shingle business. I mean, naturally, there's a lot. I'll tell you right now, there's a huge company out of St. Louis that we work with getting ready to come in here. They're looking at two facilities in Hollister.
Mm-hmm.
Big company.
The roofing company?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can charge whatever the gate fee you want to charge, and we'd have a rate that would allow you to make some money on all that stuff, and we'll still slur everybody.
We'd charge nominal for anything. It's everything's weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
$43 a ton,
right?
Whatever you bring, other than toxic.
Yeah, but see, we could drop that price to you. I mean, you could drop that price and still make money.
One of our challenges, and I'm from California, so I'm all about green and have worked with these types of programs before, including curbside recycling. One of the biggest challenges, two challenges I see here in Taney County. One, with our current existing facility, we're maxed out on footprint or floor space as it sits today. We have a public works road crew operation that goes along in that yard along with the transfer station. The second challenge I see is... in the eastern county, people are used to pulling all of their leaves to the ditch line and burning it. It's just something that's gone on here forever. I think it'd be an educational process to get people to understand that it's actually beneficial to the environment to recycle it in a different way. So I'm all for it, but I see some challenges.
The footprint's probably the biggest thing we've got a challenge with. I mean, is just... I mean, I see a huge benefit in making, I think the location off of Buchanan, which is where our transfer station is a great location, easy to get to for the county, but where do we put the West Barn? Because we really, that's the challenge.
Well, and again, I think Frank's got a point, education. And I'm telling you, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. I mean, just this morning I went outside, and I don't have to tell you guys what it's like to be in business right now. I just had enough by 9 o'clock, and I went out in the yard and jumped on a tractor and a wheel loader, and the cars and trucks coming in getting what we're calling our super soil, which is compost, Taney County dirt mixed together. It's crazy how many people are coming over saying, we didn't, a guy this morning said, I didn't know nothing about you guys until one of the neighbors said, well, if you want to see something grow, go over there and get their compost or get their super soil. And I think if you can go back to people, Frank, and show them a finished product of what you're doing with what's coming right out of the neighborhood that will amend their soils, clean up their air quality, clean up the lake, you know, it gives them a reason to want to participate. Right. I think you're absolutely right on the education thing. But once they see the benefits of it, it catches on. So I'm not a salesman. Like I said, it's just an opportunity to come in and meet with you guys and the shingle thing, you know. Those shingles being dumped in ditches and everybody saying, well, it's never going to affect. And I was the same way. My grandfather did it. My dad did it. My dad's born and raised in Salem, Missouri, and you know, you never think that stuff, well, that oil's not going to go away.
Right.
It's just like this rubberized mulch. We have people call us all the time and say, well, how come you guys don't sell rubberized mulch? We'll pull it up on the internet and see what the internet tells you about. I don't want to badmouth the competition. Just pull up the facts of it.
Right.
That oil leaches out of that rubber. It contaminates the soil. It kills everything you put it around. And that's why it's not taken off. Well, yeah, shingles are
20 to 30,000 years, it's biodegradable. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. There you go. You got it. So
the containers that you're talking about, maybe on a trial basis, are they the low slung containers?
Yeah, you were talking about roll-up containers, 22 foot long, 8 foot wide.
And how high?
Sides.
Okay. Because currently people pull into the transfer station with a low slung trailer, short sidewalls.
Yeah.
And basically throw from that low container to the floor.
Right.
In other locations that you've had, do people get used to the concept of throwing it higher than lower? Is that an issue?
Yeah, and I mean, if they came over there and they didn't want to, I mean, what do you guys got over there, a wheel loader? And actually, you don't want to get more cost into it either. But, you know, if they don't want to throw it into the container, then you send them over to the Branson Green Waste or, you know,
or it's...
And we don't take anything but paper bags, you know, so if they show up over there, hey, you know what, there's no plastic bags in there, dump the bags out into the container and throw the bags over here on the floor of the transfer station, you know. And that's what we do, and like I said, we've got 9 or 10 sites now and doing well in all of them. And, it, you know, and as the industrial side of the county grows and you get more companies in like Arrowhead that got hundreds of pallets a day, from roofing shingles going out, and they don't know what to do with the pallets, and they don't want to take them back because they build them as cheap as they can just to get them out there, then, and I'll tell you the benefit of pallets. The thing about a pallet is 99% of the time it's 80% dry pulp wood.
Right.
You grind the pallets to little bitty slivers, and you add that to the green waste compost. It absorbs the nitrogen out of the grass and the manures. So when you spread it over the yard and you've got these little bitty 1/16 of an inch wide by 1 inch long slivers of wood, it's just like a pellet. And for the next 3 years, it sits there and decomposes and pumps that nitrogen right back into the soil. So we try to use strictly pallet wood on compost.
Okay.
The pulp wood, the branches, the trees, the root wads. You guys don't have a tree down here that we can't grind. We have a machine that'll split a 7-foot log. A splitter. I took a sycamore down in Taney Como last year that fell over in the flood and crushed a dock that we had to take our wheel, a 924 cat wheel loader down in there to pick it up. We could put one log at a time on the truck.
Mm.
It was over 6 foot in diameter. We took it to the Branson Green Waste and dumped it and ground it up later. Log splitter, there again. Pulp wood's going to be hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
It probably hasn't hit down here yet, but I'm telling you, it's coming. Mulch prices next year will go through the roof. There's no clearing. There's no building. There's no sawmilling. There's going to be a shortage of firewood. Mark my word. Firewood will go through the roof this fall. It's coming.
Yeah.
So.
The ripple effect of
Oh, absolutely.
So. Well, I think that what I'd like to do, Frank, is kind of see what we could do for containers, because we're talking basically three containers, at least two, if not three containers, mm-hmm. and if that's even something we can manage out there. I mean, it's so tight out there now as it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, two things. One, as Jim mentioned, we've had, there's the third one that's mentioned, shingles. And I'm not sure... bid-wise, and you know, if competition, there may not be any competition, but we still got to go out for bid.
Well, yeah, we had to find out what they're asking before we could even. That's a unique situation where we got to make sure liability-wise. I mean, like Frank was saying, are they? You know, I'm not sure what they are. Are they asking us to scoop it up and dump it into their container? And you know, sometimes there's wood attached to these shingles. Is that? Are we responsible for?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge article last month in the Missouri Resources Magazine, and you are responsible.
Right.
Once you guys accept them, you are responsible as to where they do go.
Right.
And it better be to a permitted... We have this problem now up in the city of Springfield. There was a guy up there who's been operating for how many years now?
2003 or 4 he started.
Yeah, he's been in business for 4 or 5 years. And the state gave him a grant for $50,000. They gave him a grant yesterday for $22,000. And I did some homework on the guy. He doesn't even have a DNR permit, and the state's giving him money. So George called him this morning and said, how do we give this guy grants? And he's about out of business if he's not already. He owes us money. And they told George this morning, well, it's all in litigation because there is a problem with what we've done. And it's like all these guys want to come to town, and they want to jump in, and they want to do this stuff, but... I would find it hard-pressed that we could take it, that they could beat us, because, number one, how far is it from the transfer station to Hollister? 4 miles? Five miles?
5 miles at the most.
Yeah. So
one of the things going on with shingles right now, I think, from what I found out, is one of the trash haulers mailed everybody a letter. He's going to take shingles. So I contacted him and said, what are you doing? I think I have a buyer for him. I'm going to start stockpiling. Well, there's a big issue because that stockpile...
He's got to have a permit.
Yeah, a permit to stockpile. Yeah. At a commercial level, absolutely.
He's setting up three sites to stockpile shingles. I think they're both all in Stone County at this point.
But yeah, that's a challenge.
How much contamination is going to happen between his stockpile and somebody next to him? He thinks he's got a buyer for him, and that's a big if.
Wow.
So if somebody brings shingles to you, you say you take them at Hollister.
Yeah.
What do you... charged by the ton there, or how much can I ask?
About $5 a ton right now.
$5 a ton.
Yeah, but it's probably going up. I'll tell you that right now. To $10 a ton.
So why wouldn't we, Taney County, quit taking shingles and just have them take it, send them to you?
Absolutely.
Because they're going to dump them in the street, and they'll just. Yeah. My concern
well,
is that
you're at $43.50 a ton, and you're taking them for $10. I would take them down the road for $10.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just concerned they never make it. They'll never go down there. Yeah. It's one stop shopping. I'm concerned they would maybe dispose them on their own property or...
If the county could handle the product at no cost, if Frank could handle it or make a little bit and not have to make anything and just handle it without it costing him headaches and problems, you know, and be able to dump them.
So how specific are you on your shingles? I mean, do you have to sort it, hand sort it? I mean, to make sure...
We have to clean it before we grind it.
I'm going to say you have to clean it.
Well, when it's coming in... The paper's not the big issue.
Tar paper?
Black has got to go. The felt paper we can take.
Okay.
The nails are okay.
The nails are okay, too.
Because the grinders take the nails out with magnets.
Wood and plastic bottles and all that stuff's a problem.
The wood is what I see as the challenge.
Yeah. So you're asking the people to, for the savings they're going to get to keep
cleaning the loads.
Which is nominal. They could do that. So
one of the things I'm finding in the roofing industry now, it's all a learning process too. I came from the garbage industry, so we're taking it from here and putting it over here. Now, if somebody of these roofing companies sell the stuff, they job our roofers and roof your house. They job it out to somebody, and they never ask where that roofing is going.
No, they don't.
They don't care. Don't you worry about liability? We don't have a liability. You do. You charge the people.
Well, that big hailstorm, was it 2 years ago? That was amazing to see. Everyone became a roofer and hauled. I mean, it was amazing to see.
A roofer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to spend a little time with Frank about this and try to figure out how we can make it.
I mean, I have my own compost pile at the house. I'm a little, I mean, I do my own compost anyway, so I just got to see how we can make
it. Come out there and educate you a little bit. Get some more of that horse manure and those cows.
You got to get some accelerators, don't you?
Get you a probe and educate you a little bit. 140 degrees.
Keep it moist.
And anything between 140 and 50 is perfect. Anything over 150, you cook your army.
Yeah.
140 to 150, you feed the army and kill any weed seeds and pathogens that'll be in it. There's a little bit to it.
There is. It's a science.
Boy, when you do it right, I'm telling you, the benefits are. The NFL just did the Philadelphia Eagles field.
Okay.
They did from the 50-yard line in with synthetic fertilizer, and from the 50-yard line in with compost. They aerated it. They overseeded it. They used synthetic fertilizer on one side. They top dressed. We got a machine. Being in a farmer, you'll understand, like a manure spreader, but it looks like a concrete hopper. For running, when you can't get the truck around the back, they got them little one-yard, three-wheel concrete.
Yep.
But it's got a conveyor on the bottom, Jim, and it throws it out into a broadcaster, and it just lays quarter to a half inch of compost all over the whole yard. So the yard looks like you just spray painted it black. Well, as soon as it rains, it pushes the stuff into the holes, so you don't get soil compaction. You got those little pieces of wood fiber in there full of nitrogen that are feeding for 3 years. Well, they went back to the Eagles field after the first year, and they dug it up at the 50-yard line. The synthetic side had 4 to 5 inch root growth. The composted side had 14 inch root growth.
Wow.
So the NFL is going to all compost.
Sure.
So it works, guys. And that's all I can tell you is we can benefit the community, the county. You know, another thing that we like to do, like in storm damage situations, when you guys are paying us to come in and grind this stuff up, is we like to give some of it back to like the city parks and nature paths. The Corps of Engineers is referring people to us because the only thing you can use on Corps property is native rock from the area or wood chips. And so we're selling a lot of stuff that we call trail mix. We grind it a specific way. It's usually an inch square, a quarter inch thick, and selling a lot of that stuff for people for nature trails and paths down to the lake and everything else.
Sure, sure.
But like I said, not a salesman. I got plenty to do, but like I said, it's just been one of them things. I would have liked to have gotten in here a long time ago, but there's just ways to help clean up the county and keep people from burning. And, you know, like you say, it's all going to come down to the dollar and whether you guys can make it work and to benefit the people. And
well, I think ours is in space. I mean, if we could just figure something out, that would be great.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, because it's open down there. I mean, if Jim just started telling people, hey, we no longer take shingles and they're down the road, and I mean, I got to imagine, who's hauling those for you now? Allied Waste Corps?
It just goes to general trash. It's commingled with everything.
They have their own transfer trailers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we would love not to haul them.
I would save you guys a fortune, man.
Yeah, it would help.
It's
it
a dense, help. Heavy product. That,
very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy.
How about just a informational article to the paper that.
So that's what I'm thinking, that just education of Karen can just tell the people when they come in, you know, if you.
Do you guys have council meetings where the public comes in once a month? See, I'd love to have a few minutes with you guys. You know, I would love for you guys to go on our website and look at some of that stuff and educate yourself and. You know, and just come in and answer questions for people when they say, hey, what's it going to benefit me? You know,
we have our regular public meeting every Monday at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.?
You could come make the same presentation or a little different, of course. And we've got the radio station and two newspapers are always here. And, you know, they'd be...
Well, you guys talking over...
But, yeah, I'd like to make sure... I mean, I'd like to have some sort of plan when we did this. I mean, I'd like to have...
Right, that'd be better.
Yeah.
If we're going to do something, to have it all ready to go.
Right.
Let me spend a little time with Frank.
I'm in no hurry. I'll be in and... I'm down here. I'm trying to survive in St. Louis, man. I've never seen a mess, so it's just crazy.
Well, we've got very good possibility that we're going to get what they call the Hollister Modoc barn on... E-76 above Mount Branson. We're hoping to get it in the near future. So how would, if we had room for containers, like you said, three containers,
how would you charge us?
Well, we'd sit down with Frank. The whole purpose is trying to save you money. Us make a little bit and save you guys money.
We work with the hauling companies, the trash hauling companies.
We know what it costs to move material.
Well,
the whole purpose is trying to save the county money.
I have to excuse myself. I have 2:30 at Oakmont Community.
Frank, can I have another card?
Yes, sir.
Oakmont, huh?
Well, that's right.
You and too, Jeff.
I apologize.
Well, I think we're done. I'm going to get with Frank. Frank, you and I are going to talk about this. So.
Okay.
And if you got any questions, Frank, call me. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I'm in and out almost every week. So I know the month of September, I'm here a lot. So
okay.
We got a lot of stuff going on. And
we have a fall. When's our fall cleanup? Chuck, you remember?
In the fall.
So that's that was my
line. You guys clean just it up, or you just give the residents a place to go with it, or
we just have a give them free cleanup.
Free cleanup to the
not
transfer.
Not the regular trash, but
to the transfer station.
Or, yeah, at their places, or they bring it to you.
No, they bring it to us.
No charge.
Either we're on 160 or at the transfer station.
And if we did a little more sorting, then I mean, there'll be the volume goes up.
But
oh yeah,
but over here it's like I said, I don't. There's not any yard, no leaves or none of that's brought in.
No. But if we did,
but we've had people ask because Ransom charges their city rate and then the county rates two or three times that for stuff. Leaves and brush.
You got to make it affordable for people to want to participate.
Right.
So,
I mean, the benefit for the people who participate is the ability to come back and buy the compost at on an, you know, later date. That's the benefit. That's why you, I think in Fayetteville, we paid extra on our trash pickup for curbside recycling.
Sure.
But
right.
The benefit was I know that I could go buy, I think it was a pickup truck for $10 or something like that. It's just some crazy price. So I had no problem paying for that because I got this in return. I just want to see how we can make this thing.
Well, it'll give you an option. You get a tornado or something, it'll give you an option to clean it up. And I mean, the money that left Springfield in 2007 was over $17 million to out-of-state contractors.
For the cleanup?
To burn that crap.
For the ice storm, yeah, you're talking about.
Yeah. It ain't leaving again.
Yeah.
It's just insane to waste our natural resources like that.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
I mean, Ozark Wood Products over there in Rogersville, he's about to lose that business because he can't, that flooring company over, who was the flooring company? Samsonite over on 60, way east of here. You guys know this area better than I do. Over toward West Plains, there was a flooring company.
They made hardwood floors?
Yeah.
I don't know the name.
They were getting all the sawdust, six tractor trailer loads a day, from that flooring company. Well, the flooring company's closed down because of no construction, so that cut off their supply to make fuel pellets.
Oh, I know, these wood I know stoves. What you're talking about, yeah.
Okay, now the fuel pellets are going to go through the roof.
Right.
It's crazy, and then we just light it up and let it go.
Yeah, we burn what we...
It's stupid, Jim.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. People like me have sat around in politics all my life and saying, I don't want to be involved with a bunch of idiots. But if we don't get involved sooner or later, the whole country's going to go down the tube.
Well, just wasting lots of resources.
Yeah, it's
lots
crazy.
Of financial and natural resources. So
it's crazy. That's why I appreciated what one of you said a while ago when you said, well, I don't want to waste any more time or money trying to figure out what we're going to do with $3,000. I mean, we stumble over a nickel and lose a dime, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
all right, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
I think I do here.
Chuck, you got one.
Recess it? Let's recess. I think we're done for the day.
Yep.
This part. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. Nice to meet you.
See you.